Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Ches Omud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing the beautiful Siman Tof Kuf Nun Aleph, which deals with the halachos of the 9 days. And Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to start the halachos of Erev Tisha B'Av. So we begin on the very top line, Chof Ches Omud Aleph, with the Ramah. And he tells us, we discussed in yesterday's share that one should not make a Shechianu during the 3 weeks, albeit we said that a pigeon abed is an exception. However, he says, likewise, v'chein b'pri, a fruit also, shelo yimtza achar Tisha B'Av, you won't find it after Tisha B'Av, and as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, it's going to spoil if you save it for Shabbos, so mutar levarech u'leochlo ben ha-mitzarim, then you'd be allowed to go and make a shechianu on it and eat it during the 3 weeks as well. And he brings us down from the Binyan Zev and the Tshuvas Mariel. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Aleph tells us, Umayri, we're dealing here, as I mentioned, shelo yochlo lishmo ha-priyat Shabbos, that you can't save this fruit until Shabbos, it will spoil. For example, it will spoil, for example, good gedonios, which are cherries, ketanos, small little cherries, that they won't save and last till Shabbos. So therefore, the lav hachi, if they will, in fact, last till Shabbos, yikocheo b'chol v'shmirat Shabbos, then you can go pick them on the weekday, but you should save them for Shabbos. The issue footnote 123 brings down a very interesting idea about making a shechianu on your 70th birthday. So if this falls out during the 3 weeks, v'arot z'lasu suda ulevaruch shechianu l'regel higio l'gil shivim. If a person wants to make a special suda and have a shechianu at it, and he has a new fruit, because he's 70 years old, he reaches 70 years, it's a wonderful milestone, as brought down in the Prima Gadim in the name of the Chavos Yair. Albeit the Prima Gadim himself was left with the Tzaruch Ian, he says, nevertheless, yochol l'chol ha-deos l'kachas pri-chodosh u'levorech olav shechianu. One can go, in fact, on this wonderful milestone, take a new fruit and make a shechianu, thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for your birthday and the new fruit. Now, this is true if your yom hu lo doso is chol be'vein ha-mitzorim. Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down that ideally, if you want, you should wait till Shabbos to go and make the Shechianu. And he says the bracha is on reaching this milestone. It doesn't end when you're 70 and 1 day, 2 days. And therefore, he says, Kol yamu chesed b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, this bracha, he says, would be preferable to save it for Shabbos, even though it's going to be after your birthday. L'chatchila yochel hamtim milavar Shechianu at Shabbos. He says that's what you should do. What a beautiful idea to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that those that have accustomed to do something similar at the age of 60 and at 70, and certainly one should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day for the wonderful bracha and gift of life that we have. Last Sif, Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber tells us, Tzorach Lizor Miyudzayim B'Tamas at Tisha B'Av. A person has to be very careful from during the entire 3 weeks from Shavuos B'Tamas until Tisha B'Av. Shelo Lelech Yechidi. A person shouldn't walk alone. We'll see where we're talking about. May Arba Shos at Tisha Shos, from the end, the Mishnah Berurah will say, of the 4th hour until the end of the 9th hour. And the reason the Ramah says is because Mishom Shebohem Ketef Miriri Sholei, because these Malachim of destruction, Ketev and Miriri, are in sway at that period of time, and therefore there's potential danger, and one shouldn't walk alone. What are we talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Beis tells us, Hainu misof arba ad sof tesha, it's from the end of the 4th hour until the end of the 9th hour, and he says, V'chein yizaru b'yomim elu shalolech b'cham l'tzel. He says, likewise, he brings down from the Elyar Rabbah that one shouldn't walk between the sun and the shade during this period of time. These are two very strange ideas to us, so let's understand this a little bit better by looking in Dirshu footnote 124. He brings down that the marker for this halacha of not walking alone between the end of the 4th hour and the end of the 9th hour is from a medrash in Eicha. The exact address can be found over here in the Ber HaGola. And it's also found, he says, in a Medrash on Tillim. In any event, it says over there, and it's brought down in the Shelus Tshuvas Hisoris Tshuva, Shekavonis HaMedrash Shibimei Ben HaMetzorim B'Shos Elu Ein Lelechas Yechidi Afilu B'Socheir, even inside the city. Because outside the city, you're never supposed to walk alone, as it says in Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It says, Shekol HaShon HaMahalich B'Der Yechidi HaRizim Mishchai Ben Afsho. You should never walk alone, it's dangerous. But here, he's specifically talking about even in the city. So all year long outside the city, and now even in the city, you shouldn't walk alone. However, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. Aruch HaShulchan writes, and this is all the opinion of the Chazon Ish, Shedevri HaMedrash Nemu Rak Alalicha B'Derech V'Lobir. The Medrash itself is also talking about outside the city, and the Eshel Abrami B'Chach writes, Shavadai Ein Devri HaShulchan Aruch Amurim B'Mokim Shemetsuyim Anoshim B'Sochir. Certainly, he's not talking about where there are people around inside the city. And he says, V'Afnir Shavakol Mokom Shenichla B'Ibura Shalir Ein Chashash. And as long as you're within the city limits, so to say, and even in the extension right outside the city, this is not a concern. If you're going for Dvar Mitzvah, the Shelus Shuvah Zoros Meshuvah says, you don't have to be careful about this, because Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovor Ra. On the other hand, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says maybe you have to be concerned. Then he says, "Vashalech as chaveru ledovrim mo." If you're sending your friend to do an errand for you, and he's not going to be careful about this, and he's going to go alone, so the shelus tshuva sasaris b'shuva adds that you are over lifnei iver lo sitei michshol. That's how seriously one should take this din. The issue footnote 125 writes down, "Umashal afamim af shkolchem berachov ba'ofen haragil over mechamal etzel shel ben yonim." Oh, Eitzish Bederek says sometimes you're walking in between the shadows and the sun, shadows of the sun, and when you're normal walking, so Chaim Kanievsky says that's not a concern. Ein Tzarich L'Hak B'Zeh. He says, just talking specifically, Eliyahu Rabbah would say, the person is medaktik to walk in that exact place between the sun and the shade, so one should not do that. Finally, the Mechaber concludes his beautiful simon, and he says, "Velo yaku ha-talmidim ha-yamim ha-eim." One should not hit the talmidim during these days. Now, I must put in a caveat that today, kimat all of the mechanchim, the top-notch mechanchim, say, our generation today, one should not hit children at all. So we're not discussing whether it's appropriate to have corporal punishment or not on students. The vast, vast, vast majority of Shomer Torah mitzvahs, top-notch mechanchim, say that it's improper to hit children nowadays. But in previous times, there was this very famous concept that was in the secular world as well, spare the rod, spoil the child. So therefore, there was a concept of appropriately hitting a child. Again, I'm not suggesting that, and I think most people would feel that that's inappropriate today. But certainly, the Chab is telling us, don't hit children, but whenever it was appropriate and potentially possible to hit children, don't do this during the 9 days. And the Mishmur explains, as if cotton kuf came up, and this is even if doing it with a way that's not so dangerous, with some sort of a light strap. One should, in addition, also have mourning during this period of time. Every day after Chatzos, we'll see some say Tikkun Chatzos. And one should cry a half an hour. And that's what one should spend their time during the 3 weeks. Now, let's understand a little bit this hitting a little bit more. So the issue footnote 126 says this applies to children as well. Parents shouldn't hit their children. The issue footnote 127 says that all year long, one should not do any type of hitting, even when it was permissible to hit, that could cause damage. And only under circumstances where you're not causing damage, and the mechanech feels that there is some sort of a purpose in doing so, then it might be permissible. Again, I want to stress, we do not, in general, assume that any form of corporal punishment, hitting a child, is appropriate nowadays. Finally, the issue footnote 128 brings down, what about taking trips to the water? So he brings down for many gedolim that this is somewhat dangerous, albeit he says some did have the practice to go swimming in the beach and in the yam, in, of course, an appropriate setting, that they would do so during the 3 weeks, not necessarily during the 9 days, but during the 3 weeks. He brings down that some had the custom that this was only if you did it before the 3 weeks as well, then you could go during the 3 weeks, but he says this is a minuk tos. Then he has an interesting discussion about what about tipul refui sha'olu lohavi d'lisakona. The person has to undergo some sort of medical procedure or testing that could lead to some sort of a sakona. So Rav Ozan Zatzal brought down the Kovitz Mibes Levi, as well Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal in the Emes Liyakov, both bring down that if it's not too difficult to push it off, one should try not to do this during the 3 weeks. Certainly for any life-threatening situation or where it's important that you get the medical procedure done, of course you're allowed to do so. Then he says, what about flying on an airplane? So Rav Ozan Zatzal brings down, if you don't have to travel on an airplane during the 3 weeks, never mind the 9 days, one should not do so if one has a choice. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal as well said that one shouldn't do so, but he was much more medactic only during the 9 days and not during the 3 weeks. Finally, the issue footnote 129 brings down a personal custom of the Chofetz Chaim. It says, it's brought down in the Kisvei Chofetz Chaim, that the Chofetz Chaim himself, during the 3 weeks, would say Tikkun Chatzos during the middle of the day. He would say Tikkun Chatzos right after Chatzos in the day, even though B'shayim Mos Hashana lo hikpit al hanhagas hamukubalim shehevi le'el lomar kol laila Tikkun Chatzos, even though he personally was not a person who was medakti to say Tikkun Chatzos every night, but during the 3 weeks he would say it during the day in order to fulfill this idea of sheyis abel b'yom heim, that you should go and have avelos during this period of time. In other words, it should be a mourning period of time. With this, we conclude Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, and we start Tov Kuf Nun Beis Din Erev Tisha B'Av. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Erev Tisha B'Av, on the day before Tisha B'Av, lo yochal odim b'suda mafsekes, that one should not eat during the suda mafsekes. This is not talking about other meals. This is the formal suda mafsekes, which we're going to be describing. One should not have at that meal, which the minog is to eat on the floor, and not with the mezumin, as we will see, shochel es achatzos, and it's eaten during the second part of the day, after Chatzos. So the minhag is not to have basar, not to have meat at that meal. That's the real etzem din of not eating meat during the 9 days. And we've extended the custom to Shur Shechabo, extended the custom to the 9 days, the entire 9 days for those that have those customs, as we've already discussed in Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. But here he tells us the Etzim Din is only the Sudam of Sekis, it's also to have meat and Velo Yishta Yayin, you'll have wine there, Velo Yochau Shnei Tavshila, and you likewise can't have two cooked dishes. What is this talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph, the reason behind this is Kidei Laharbus Evil, in order to increase your mourning, because you're getting very close to Tisha B'Av now, and to remember Lizkor Churban HaBayis, to recall the terrible destruction of Beis HaMikdash, V'Yitztarulav, and you should suffer from it. You should be pained by this destruction. The issue foot number one tells us the reasoning behind not having Shnei Tavshilim, why you can't have two cooked dishes, is because that is going to go against the idea of Avelos, because the Ran writes that Achila, like this, having two dishes, is a formal, important type of eating, and that's going to take your mind off the Avelos. And the Rosh adds that Zderach Kovo V'Tainog, it's a very honorific way and a pleasurable way, and we don't do such things on Erev Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av number two says, anybody that breaks this din of eating meat or drinking wine at the Sudam of Sekis, so about such a person, Shulchan Aruch writes, Vatihi abonosom alatzbusom. That is a terrible thing to do. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Beis, and he tells us that the minhag is to eat it after lunch, which we'll learn about Ayin Lekamen and Siv Tes. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us Sivkot and Gimel, how midin deshas, this prohibition against meat and wine is a din from the Gemara. As I already mentioned, as a minhag, also Rosh Chodesh, many have the custom not to eat meat or wine from Rosh Chodesh. Ukidela Simin Tov Kudum Nalv, as we've already learned. The issue footnote number three brings down what's the Isser over here for wine and meat during this meal. So the Vilna Gaon brings down the name of the Trumas Hadeshen because we are considered like Onanim during this time, like a person who Nebuch has to bury his relative and the relative is not yet buried, and that Onan is also in Basar and Yayin. So too, in this Sudam of Sekis, we are also in Basar and Yayin. Furthermore, he adds, this is based upon the Gemara, as I said, and therefore the Kaf HaChaim writes in the name of Lavush, even in places where there was no custom not to have wine during the 9 days, or meat during the 9 days, or even the Shur Shechabo, they had the custom that they did allow you to eat meat and wine, nevertheless, the Sudam of Sekis, that is Osir, it's forbidden, it's not a Minog, that's based upon the Din in the Gemara. And therefore, a sick person or a woman who recently gave birth who would be allowed to have meat during even the Shur Shechabo would not be allowed to have meat at the Sudam of Sekis. Now the Rama writes, Hagov Yaf Mashkim Acherim, even other liquids, Mimayit Bishtios, and you should limit the drinking at the Sudam of Sekis, although we'll see, of course, water, there's never a problem to drink as much as you want because that would impair your ability to fast, possibly. So we'll see what liquids we're talking about, these other beverages. You should have less than you normally have. He brings down the name of the Tur and the Beis Yosef and the name of Tosos and the Rokeach. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalid, this is talking about just the Sudam of Sekis, Hanim Sudam of Sekis. Shim Rogil Lishtos Besuda Arba Kosos. So for example, the person would normally have 4 cups at this meal, Yishte Sholish Kosos. He should limit it and have only 3 cups. You shouldn't have beer at this meal. The Chofetz Chaim, the Shaar Tzion Osalav says, this is brought down from the Morgan Avraham, and certainly, you shouldn't have mead, honey, beer, or yayin sraf, or liquor, or hard stuff, hamishakrim, that can make a person drunk. And this way, brings down from the Taz, you're going to forget about the Chorban, and therefore that you certainly should not have. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, if he's a weak person and needs something like this to perk him up, shari, then it is allowed. And the Chofetz Chaim adds in the Shaar Tzion Os Beis, this is brought down from the Truvas Marshal, and he says, the Huadin, the Listosh Shechar, unless or love. A person has beer at every meal, so then you can have it at this meal as well. And the Knesset Gedolah disagrees with this, albeit the Elyah Rabbah shows why this is okay. And the bottom line is, every person needs to assess for himself whether this will impair their thinking and their ability to be misabel and be mitzdar about the churban. For a kosher bracha of birchas hamazon, the Marshal says you're allowed to, and he brings down the name of the Elyah Rabbah and the Prima Gadim as well, but this is only for people that always go and bench, even when they're benching by themselves, because we don't have a mezumen, so even if you always go and bench ala kos, b'yechidah, so then you could do so as well over here for the Sudam of Sekis. The issue footnote number 4 discusses other beverages. So, example, coffee and tea. So he brings down from the Shari Tshuva that the Machzik Bracha writes, Sha'af in the Zera Emes, he's also lishtos coffee or tea besudam of sekes. Nevertheless, the minhag is that we do it because we're so used to having coffee tea, it's not a sign of chashivas, and this is just a regular beverage that people drink, and therefore it would be allowed. However, drinking other things like Coke or soda or things like that, he brings down for Shel Shuvas or Litzion, also based upon the words of the Machzik Bracha, that's brought down in the Shari Tshuva over here, She'ein lishtos mayim mivusholim bekone vezera god im shukar. So in other words, don't have all of the fruity, sugary beverages that we have. Yesh lemot sheyesh limona b'shisiyas mashko shel taino kemo kol v'chadomeh, but regular water is not a problem, but these types of the bread shouldn't be had at the Suda Mavsekis. Again, we have to remind people that you're allowed to have a big meal before the Suda Mavsekis, and then you can have whatever you want, with the exception, of course, of wine and meat and anything that will make you shikker, that you won't be able to be mitzvah properly on the Chorban. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, V'afilu basa maluach sh'avru lav yosem mishnei yamin v'layla achas, even salted meat that has been more than 2 days and one night. So then, Mishnah Berurah will explain in Sif Katan Hey that the reason here is, Rotz lomar afogav da'atam b'isur basa mishum mishnei batlu karbonos. The whole idea here that we don't have meat is because we remember that we don't have meat from the karbonos because the Beis HaMikdash is in here. And therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, l'achas shlosh yamin lo mikri od basa l'inyan kachim, such meat wouldn't be considered basa in regards to kachim, because even a shlomim, shari shlomim, ein echolun yosim yishtei yom v'layla achas, even a shlomim is only eaten for 2 days and the one night in between them. So therefore, there is no concern that you can mistake this for basa of karbonos. And likewise, the Mishnah Berurah says, we'll say in the Mechaber in a moment, V'chein ofos lo you crave magabi mizbeach chutz mitorim b'bnei yonah. Birds, fowl, were only the torim b'bnei yonah that were brought. So if you're having chicken or something like that, it shouldn't theoretically be a problem. V'gam ein simcha el abos of v'hema. And since there's no real simcha except for meat, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'kol mokom nogu l'esar. As the Mechaber tells us over here, even this basa maluach, that's more than two days and a night in between, so it wouldn't be confused with basa of a carbon. And basa ofos, the meat of chicken, fowl, is not considered something that can be confused with the carbon. The dogim, and even fish, the yayim megito, and wine that's fresh from the tap, which couldn't be done nisach on the mizbeach, all of these things, even though this wine, which is less than 3 days, could be brought on the mizbeach, all of these, the minhag is nagu less, so we don't go and use them for the Suda Mavsekis, as we just pointed out, even though they can't be mistaken for something that was on the Mizbeach, nevertheless, we don't have this. The issue foot number 5 brings down that there is still some aspect of simcha involved over here, even if it's not full simcha, and chicken and fish possibly can be a little bit yotze with on yontif. He brings down shitas that say that, and therefore, nagu isa af bachilas minim elu. Therefore, we don't eat them during the Suda Mavsekis. He says you could have soy products that look like these types of meat that is allowed, and realize that it is a cooked product, so you can't have it with any other cooked product. You're only allowed to have one cooked product. The issue for number 6 brings down that sardines would be acceptable here for the Suda Mavsekis in the name of Rav Yashiv, Satsal. However, he says that dogim shenagu less or achilasim sudazu him rak dogim chashuvim. This, when it says he shouldn't have fish, it's big fish. It's fish that are considered chashuv, not little sardines. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Vav tells us, mishum deiko duchto the dogim chal basu. The reason why you can't have fish is because some places fish is also referred to as meat. K'moshu kasbi yaredei simin reishu zayin siv ches. And further, v'od do olav shulchem lochem. This is a fancy meal. People have fish at fancy meals. A salmon dinner can be very, very fancy and expensive. The simchu liish b'achilosu. And this is a simcha for a person. He brings it down in the Mogen Avraham. Finally, Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Zayin says that the wine that's within 3 days, so it's not yet really fermented, sheno chashev, it's not considered chashev. The less maybe shum simcha, and it doesn't really have full aspect of simcha to it, it's not going to make you happy because of the alcohol content. Nevertheless, the minhag is all of these things is that we don't drink them or eat them at the Suda Mavsekis. With this, we conclude today's shir.